The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to another installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Our topic this week is great Italian grape families. So pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. Great Italian grape families. It's not just people that have families, some grapes do too. One of the things that can be confusing about Italian wine is the numerous grapes that share common or similar names. And whilst this can be a tricky topic, when you really dive deep, there are how many Malvasia? It is possible to make it much simpler. We've selected the most famous of these grapes and handily divided them up for you. Families. These are grapes that not only share a name, but are also related. Moscato. Let's start with the hardest. Not all Moscato are related. However, most are, and so we call them a family. Moscato, or Muscat in English, shows itself in a range of skin colors, from yellow to pink to rosy red and even some which border on a deep garnet. A common thread shared by this family, and perhaps its most recognizable trait, is a distinct aromatic quality. Aromas of orange blossom, pineapple, honey, sage, and rose are typical of this sweet-smelling family. Key members. Moscato Bianco. The most abundant of all the family members, Moscato Bianco has been shown through scientific studies to be the progenitor from which all other Moscato varieties have evolved. This is the grape from which the delicious Moscato d'Asti wine is made. Moscato di Alessandria, Zibibbo. Moscato di Alessandria, also called Zibibbo in Sicily, is the offspring of Moscato Bianco. Highly associated with the island of Pantelleria, Moscato di Alessandria makes profound dry and sweet style wines that are incredibly aromatic. Lambrusco. The famous red grape used to make delicious sparkling wines in Emilia-Romagna, the Lambrusco family is having a rightful comeback. Mainly associated with Emilia-Romagna, the Lambrusco clan is likely Italy's oldest family of native grapes. Typically made as sparkling reds and occasionally rosatos, these are mostly either dry, secco, or off-dry, semi-secco, but can sometimes be sweet, dolce. They are often floral and fragrant, delicious with cured meats. Key members. Lambrusco di Sorbara, the oldest member of the Lambrusco family. It is also called Lambrusco della Viola, due to the intense violet aromas of these pale pink, delicately textured wines. It is often blended with Lambrusco Salamino. Lambrusco Grasparossa. It is also known as Lambrusco di Castelvetro, after its birthplace around the town of Castelvetro. This is the powerhouse of the Lambrusco family, rich, deep purple in color with delightfully intense aromas and flavors of black cherry and plum. Lambrusco Salamino. Lambrusco Salamino is the most abundantly planted of all the Lambruscos. Its long but small cylindrical bunches are said to be reminiscent of salame. It is often partnered with Lambrusco di Sorbara, making wines that are said to have the scents of the Sorbara variety. but with the power of Graspa Rossa, the best of both worlds. Groups. These grapes share a name but are not related. Instead, they have gained their moniker from historical or cultural events. Malvasia. Perhaps the most confusing and extensive group of grapes in Italy, with more than 17 members, they seem to be everywhere. The fact that at least 17 grapes sport the Malvasia moniker in Italy hints at Malvasia's once unbeatable fame. In fact, Malvasia was the best-known wine from the 14th to the 17th century, thanks to the seafaring Venetians, who dominated the Mediterranean Sea and traded Malvasia wine with tremendous success. They were Italy's first brand name before Italy even existed. Key members. Malvasia Istriana White. It produces some of the best dry white Malvasia wines in Italy. As its name implies, it is thought to have originated from Croatia's Istrian peninsula, which belonged to Italy before World War II. Studies show that it is genetically related to Malvasia di Lipari and Malvasia Biancalunga. Mostly found in Friuli Venezia Giulia, with marginal plantings in Puglia and Veneto, main DOC are Carso DOC, Collio DOC, and Friuli Isonzo DOC. Usually, it gives still dry white wine. Some macerated examples show a fuller body and a more impressive tannic structure. Its wines show a pale color, except if macerated for long periods. Some examples demonstrate a softly aromatic character, which may be attributed to lower yields, doing a pre-fermentation cold soak. Its style ranges from mineral and austere to full-bodied and alcoholic, depending on specific sites. The best are delicately floral and remarkably saline. With time, it develops notes of apricot, peach, and wisteria, and even a Riesling-like diesel note. Malvasia di Candia Aromatica White. Producing wines that have mildly aromatic notes of tropical fruits and spices, Malvasia di Candia Aromatica is typical of the Emilia part of Emilia-Romagna. There it makes varietal wine. It is also found in Lazio, as well as Lombardia, where it shows up in blends of Oltrepo Pavese. Note that Malvasia di Candia Aromatica is completely different from Malvasia Bianca di Candia, which is a non-aromatic variety and generally considered to be of a lower quality. Greco. A small but mighty group that is important as they are often confused with not only each other, but where they come from. Although it possesses a short, sweet name, understanding the Greco group can be somewhat challenging. It does not in fact refer to the wines being from Greece, but instead is another brand name given to wines made in the Greek style, which tagged onto the popularity started by the interest in Malvasia. Key members. Greco. The easiest Greco to remember is Greco. But equally important to remember is that Greco is the name of the grape variety, Greco di Tufo is the name of the denomination in Campania that produces wine using the Greco variety. The name of the variety is simply Greco. Calling the variety Greco di Tufo is incorrect, yet a common mistake. A truly great white grape of Italy, Greco's wines show depth and impressive structure. A nice golden yellow hue, high alcohol, a rich palate, an unmistakable oily mouthfeel, yet with marked acidity. Aromas run the gamut, from flowers to peaches and honey. Best of all, the wines drink well when young and have the potential for great aging. In fact, as soon as you put this book down, go and find one. Greco Bianco. Here we go again, and the confusing life of the Greco group. Greco Bianco is the name of a grape variety, but Greco di Bianco is the name of a DOC in Calabria responsible for making ripe, honeyed, air-dried wines from the Greco Bianco grape. Trebbiano. A group that shares not only their name, but also many character traits. Trebbiano's group members are characterized by high vigor and yield, long and large bunches, late ripening, and are very adaptive to different terroirs. This explains why, over the centuries, these altogether different varieties have been lumped together and named together. Key members: Trebbiano Abruzzese. Here we go again. The correct name of this grape is Trebbiano Abruzzese, while Trebbiano d'Abruzzo is the name of its wine. Unlike most other Trebbianos, the grapes of Trebbiano Abruzzese remain deep straw green, even when ripe. Pale straw lemon in color, wines of Trebbiano Abruzzese exude scents of lemon and peach with a hint of white flower. The dense texture noted on the palate is supported by bright acidity and mineral savoriness. Reductive winemaking with this variety is gaining currency. The drawback with this is that wines resemble Sauvignon Blanc rather than expressing the true characteristics of Trebbiano Abruzzese. Trebbiano Toscano. The most widely planted white variety in Italy and also found across the border in France, where it is known as Ugni Blanc. Undeniably Italian, one fun fact about this variety is that it was used to create Vidal, one of the most commercially successful hybrids, famous for its role in the production of many Canadian ice wines. Wines to try. Schiava Gentile, also known as Schiava Piccola, due to its small, though sometimes medium-sized bunches. Late ripening, low yields, and small berries give it a reputation for producing quality juice. Tasting note. Schiava Gentile produces reds that are dark pink to pale ruby in hue, with fresh red fruit, red currant, sour red cherry, strawberry, and floral notes, buttercup, and violets. The Rosato is prized thanks to its perfumed aromas, light body, and high acid. Schioppettino. Virtually extinct by the 1970s, Schioppettino was revived in large part by the Rapuzzi family, owners of the Ronchi di Cialla estate, vital in getting this grape recognized by the DOC. The word scoppiettare means to explode, so the grape's name may refer to an explosion of flavor or a propensity for the wine to re-ferment and explode in the bottle in earlier days. It is primarily used in Friuli Colli Orientali DOC, especially in the Cialla and Prepotto subzones. Tasting note. A dry, still, medium-bodied red, high in acid, with aromas and flavors of black currant, black cherry, and characteristic green peppercorn. With age, these wines may develop underbrush and tar notes. Erbaluce. Little known outside the northern Piemonte, this wine has a distinguished past, including having its wines win gold at the Paris Exhibition of 1855, the very same fair that yielded the famous 1855 classification of Bordeaux's Médoc and Sauternes wines. Legend has it that a fairy called Albaluce, Dawn's Light, bestowed the variety on the people of Caluso as a gift, and the name of the variety has morphed into Erbaluce. Dry and still is the most common style, also made into sparkling and or sweet wines, both late harvested and air-dried. This variety is virtually never blended and oaked examples are uncommon. The Passito wines from air-dried Erbaluce, though rare, can fascinate with elements of honey, fig, almond, and even tropical notes, unusual for wines grown at this latitude. It's used in Erbaluce di Caluso, Caluso DOCG, Canavese DOC, Colline Novaresi DOC, Coste della Sessia DOC. Tasting note. Pale lemon with green tinges, the grape's high acidity results in very fresh, crisp, mineral-driven wines. Aromas include white flowers, nuances of apricot, and very faint notes of green grass. All around, delicate wines. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast, and check out @MamaJumboShrimp222 on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.